there. Thanks for coming. Take a seat.
It's time to retire to the drawing room.
Fans of the Gilmore Girls will know my next guest. He's often seen casually leaning against a tree, or perhaps you know him as the frontman of 90s indie band Grantley Buffalo. Grantley Phillips, welcome to the drawing room.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Your most recent album, The Narrows, explores your Native American ancestry. Tell us about that ancestry.
Oh, goodness. I grew up being informed a great deal by my grandmother, you know. I'm Muscogee Creek. On my mom's side, on my grandmother's side, she always instilled that in me. You know, learn as much as you can about our history, the history of the Trail of Tears, the removal of the Creek and Cherokee and other tribes in the 1830s. She would travel a lot, her and my grandpa, and she would bring home all of these different artifacts and souvenirs, and that really, it opened my eyes up, and I was thinking about it recently. I think when you are a person of Indigenous heritage, you are apt to question in ways that you might not otherwise question. You know, you are taught a certain story, you know, the glorious tales of how our country came to be. Then you find yourself attempting to square that with some things that just don't seem to make sense, you know. So I think it has a way of sort of shaping your point of view, you know, even if you don't realize it.
Was it just your grandmother? Did your parents talk much about your heritage?
Yeah, my great-grandmother, I didn't know her, you know. She was born at the turn of the century. But this was a time when children were being basically taken out of their homes and put into orphanages, you know. Families were torn apart. And in the small town in Oklahoma, she was taken in by a family and endured a lot of difficulties in her lifetime. So those stories were passed on to me, you know, and I wrote about them at a certain point. I mean, you know, it had always been there, active, but when I became a dad, you know, I have an 8-year-old. I think that was really when I began to really want to understand it more so that I could share it with my daughter, pass it on, all that.
You've got a pretty strong audience now because of your role on the TV show, The Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I've got a different audience, you know.
They're completely different. There must be a lot of crossover, too.
I think there is.
I know
a
the crossover people. I've met them.
Yeah, they're out there for sure. I mean, I found a younger audience who are drawn to the Gilmore Girls. I go to Hamburg and I met with a 15-year-old with these DVDs under her arms, you know, for me to sign the Gilmore Girls. And it's so cool. And she comes to the show with her mom, you know, and her mother probably might be of that generation that would have naturally discovered Grantley Buffalo through the radio and all that kind of stuff, you know. But
do you like acting? Does it come easily to you?
I suppose so. It's a way of storytelling and performing. It's not incredibly different than being on stage singing a song. It has its own challenges. You have to walk slower and sing faster at the same time. There are challenges to it. That's why they get paid the big bucks.
That's why. Have you filmed any of the new Gilmore Girls episodes yet?
I went out to L.A. last March. I shot an episode. So yeah, I'm in one of the upcoming episodes. Debuts November 25th on Netflix.
Anything you can tell us? What can we expect?
Goodness. In terms of my own character that I play, you know, I perform a song of my own, actually, and another song that the show creators were fans of. But, you know, my character is sort of fixed in time, hasn't really grown up a whole lot. Same sort of, you know, I got to lie on your couch here for a minute. The same sorts of problems. Oh, yeah.
So no
issues of territory and troubadour turf, all of that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah.
Will Luke and Lorelai get back together?
Well, I can't divulge too much.
Well, you've got to give me something. Well, I am an openly needy person.
I had a sign of a sworn oath. I'm sequestered. But if you really want to know, if you really want to peruse the pages of the Gilmore Girls, you know, you want the script, then you're going to have to go to, well, my friend Vladimir Putin. I didn't say that, but
you're cracking me up.
If you're listening out there, WikiLeaks, maybe they'll release it, you know.
We're going to get to your music because we're here to talk about that as well.
Thank you.
But you would say, hey, you've got so many jobs, it's not my fault. Tell us about this song of yours that we're about to hear, Cry Cry, about your great-grandmother who you mentioned.
Yeah, right. I've always been fascinated with that story of the Trail of Tears, you know. I've known about it since I was a kid. For some reason, I decided that this piece of music was the place that I would attempt to at least scratch the surface. You know, I might have to write a few more songs about this particular subject matter, but it basically asked that question, you know, what does it mean to be separated from your home your culture, your language, have all of those things stripped away and have to rebuild again. So that's kind of what's behind Cry Cry.
Well, let's hear it. This is Cry Cry from Grant Lee Phillips' latest album, The Narrows. He's my guest in the drawing room. Here it is, Cry Cry. Cry Cry from Grant Lee Phillips' latest album, The Narrows. He's my guest in the drawing room. You've recently joined the great migration to Nashville.
Yeah, right.
It's a thing, isn't it?
It is a thing. There's a lot of folks
migrating. Kings of Leon, Jack White, there's like a whole bunch of you just go to Nashville.
It's
what happens when you get there? Because you've left.
Do you take the 65?
Thank you.
You go
for the
south,
specific.
Right out of Knoxville.
We've got to get to your song of choice because, well, time has flown. You've chosen Sarah Watkins.
Sarah Watkins, yeah.
She's not an artist too many Australians, I think, would be familiar with.
It won't be long, I tell you that. It will not be long.
I think she's the former fiddle player for bluegrass band Nickel Creek.
Yeah. Nickel Creek was essentially Chris Thiele, fabulous mandolin player, and now the host of Prairie Home Companion. Mm-hmm. Sean Watkins, Sarah's brother. So the three of them, they grew up as kids with these little bluegrass instruments. They play like they're on fire. Won Grammys, you know. And then Sarah kind of went off on her own and launched this great solo career. And now she's got a couple records to her name. And she's fantastic.
What is it about her songwriting that you love?
There's just such emotion in her voice and her playing. It's kind of like one impulse. She's came in and played on some of my stuff before, you know, did some harmonizing, played some fiddle. But they would always welcome me. They would have these nights called the Watkins Family Hour Nights. They've made a record as well. They would play old bluegrass songs. And then they'd play a Radiohead song, and then they'd have friends like Fiona Apple come up and join them, and Ben Mott-Tench, piano player with Tom Petty's The Heartbreakers, and all these great musicians. And it was just sort of like a hootenanny every time they would hold one of these Watkins family hours. So what do I love about her voice? Everything, you know, just a really expressive, emotional singer and a fine songwriter.
Grantley Phillips, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you.
Let's hear the song you've chosen, Young in All the Wrong Ways by Sarah Watkins.
Young in all the wrong ways. Young in all the wrong ways.